Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Bam Bam for the reload. Liam Clark put in record mode. Did you get that? Did you?
Oh, a bit of freestyling to start the podcast. That's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Man to the bam bam for the reload. Mr. DJ coming at reload.
Yes.
Mr. DJ.
Fire in the booth.
Fire in the booth. You know what I liked was that kind of, what were they called? Cleopatra.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of, come in with the bass there, yeah, flex.
Mystique, the Mystique as well.
Mystique, that was it.
Yeah, she had that real garage MC
so
voice
good.
Delivery. Yes.
UK Garage was brilliant.
Inter, I love that.
Inter Selector.
Welcome to Garage Football. That sounds
with
weird.
A little bit of luck, we can make it through the night.
Through the night. True
tonight. So good.
Corrupt FM, that's what it's like.
It's a bit Corrupt FM, yeah. I love Corrupt FM.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, man, UK Garage. I listened to it in the summertime. You know what I particularly like? Artful Dodger. You're moving too fast.
And I don't think it's right.
What's that album called? For the Stragglers or something?
Oh,
such a good album.
I don't think I've ever listened to a whole Artful Dodger album.
You'd recognise all the songs.
Yeah,
because it's Rewind with Craig David. It's
what's
that one.
Late Woman Trouble, was that one as well by Artful Dodger?
How did that go?
I can't remember.
Wow, what great company you must be.
It.
We've all got mates like you.
Yeah.
My God.
Was it
your mind?
Trouble?
Okay.
It was, I heard it. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not
still not coming.
I'm not going to be able to sing it.
Well, welcome to the podcast. If you love UK Garage, this is as much as you're getting. Because
there's not going to be any UK Garage this episode.
This
sadly.
Is literally irrelevant to what you're about to listen to. But what we like to do on the podcast is just give you a little bit extra. So we've given you a bit of UK Garage. You can also hear an extended interview with Bigfoot. We've tracked him down.
Yes.
The American
Alex
Savannah.
Brooker on the show, just popping up.
Yeah, just pops up.
Yeah, at random.
Just our celebrity pals, just dropping in.
Yeah, why not? Come by. What a lovely man.
Come by.
Come by, He's not a sheep, but...
How many different references we got? UK Garage... The UK sheepdog scene.
One man and his dog, yeah.
Rock and roll and football.
It's all covered here.
Enjoy.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Oh, hello.
Okay, start quick. Here's Matt Dyson with some football
I'm
stuff.
I'm still getting over Fountains of Wayne.
Oh,
I was
man.
Drenched in Wayne now.
I was going to ask Stacey what her mum was like. Text us on 8:15.
Red hot action. Just 4 3 o'clock kickoffs this afternoon, despite the lack of an early one. It's because of the Haribo Cup final tomorrow. There's an 8 o'clock primetime game as well. A truly mouth-watering TV clash to rival shows like The Masked Singer, with Arsenal taking on Newcastle. But which side's fans will be screaming, take it off, later on? In reference to a player's jersey following a goal being scored. Man City also played Bournemouth at 5:30 with Pep Guardiola upsetting all journalists this week, saying to one reporter, my life is better than yours, going all Khalees on us. He could teach us, but he'd have to charge. His milkshake certainly does bring all the trophies to the yard, I suppose, but it's very expensive ingredients he uses for the milkshake. Anyone could make a tasty milkshake if they can just go out and buy all the best ingredients in the world, surely. Also, if his life is so great, why is he always in such a bad mood? Unfortunately, you're contractually obliged to speak to the media every week, mate, so just answer the questions and wind your neck in. We welcome a new manager to Premier League this afternoon as Crystal Palace start life under Oliver Glasner. The Austrian former Wolfsburg and Eintracht Frankfurt boss says he will try and keep them up, but he's not a magician. I am not David Copperfield, he said in a rather dated reference, one for the older listeners. Maybe he should have gone for Dynamo.
Yeah,
either way, getting a win today at home to Burnley.
I am not Dynamo!
Could be as hard as levitating over the Grand Canyon or walking through the Great Wall of China. The new appointment was a response to some of the dullest banners in football history held up by disgruntled Palace fans recently, saying things like no shared vision, no structured plan, sounding more like a post on LinkedIn than cheeky fan bants. Elsewhere, Man United play Fulham. Fulham welcome back striker Armando Broyar, back from illness. He's back tossing the pill around the Chugsy in the common Broyar. Also at 3, Brighton are at home to Everton, and the mighty Tricky Trees travel to Aston Villa.
Come on, you're it.
Expect more ridiculous VAR travesties from Forest that will just be glossed over on Match of the Day later. Yes, so there we go. It's rock and roll football. Sorry for the rant.
No, whoa, what happened here? Dyson, you're genuinely upset about Match of the Day.
Well, they didn't even... There was a ridiculous VAR decision that they didn't even discuss in the post-match analysis last week.
Which one was that?
When Nico was fouled in the box.
Yeah.
And he touched his foot with his boot and it wasn't given.
Yeah,
he's
trodden.
They didn't even mention it in the post-match analysis.
They didn't even say, oh, they trodden his foot. That would have really hurt, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
that's right, Gary, it would have really hurt. I don't know if you've ever had your foot trodden on, but Forest fans will certainly be hoping that no one gets their foot trodden today.
Yeah, exactly.
He says the most obvious stuff, Shearer.
He just says the obvious thing.
Yeah, they've lost, they'll be upset, but they'll be hoping to maybe win a game before the end of the season.
Yeah,
they certainly
Thanks.
Will, Alan. Thank you
Thanks
very much.
Thanks for that insight.
Yeah, I can't even do Danny Murphy. Lineker was
not
coming up on Match of the Day. It's Nottingham Forest against Aston Villa.
Oh, that's good.
Is that sort of there?
Yeah, that's
no,
all
Liam
right.
says
oh,
no.
It's Leicester-y.
It was too a bit
but,
too
but
West Mids.
Gary's he's lost his Leicester accent quite a bit, hasn't he?
Occasionally.
It's a slight twang he has. No? Anyway, there we go.
Came from Germany. That's not bad.
Yeah,
okay.
Germany.
I don't know why it came from Germany, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think it's getting there.
A workshop on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, Dyson. You know, I'll be hoping that next week it sounds a bit better, but, you know, the people that thought it was good, they'll be happy with it.
Yeah.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
I also want to apologise at the top of the show. Mm-hmm. At the top of the show.
Oh, yeah. What's happening at the top
I don't know why I said the top. I don't know.
Top of the hour, man. What's happening at the top of the hour?
No! I can't believe I've just done that at the top of the show.
He's never done one of those radio cliche things before.
Oh, just going to spin another track.
Yay! It's a lovely day outside. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. What does that mean?
Don't go switching.
Don't touch that dial.
Yeah.
If an alarm... I realised in the previous shows, my phone alarm's been going off
a
lot.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah.
I just have to set alarms for medication and to pee.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, is that audible?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's fine, mate.
It's so odd that just as I was apologising for my phone. Basically, that...
Wow.
Impossibly a radio first?
I mean, yeah.
That was my stoma hole passing wind.
Wow. I've never heard it before until then.
The problem is I've got no control.
It's
not like... God, I can't believe I'm even going to talk about this. Your bum... Why are we doing this on Rock and Roll?
I think it's important that you do talk about it after what you've been through.
Okay.
And the listeners are with us on this.
To explain any noises. So first, I was just going to apologise for if any alarms go off. I didn't think I was being rude. I need to set alarms for pills and to go to the toilet.
Yes.
In the middle of explaining that, a Trump noise was made.
Yes, but that wasn't a Trump, was it? You wouldn't... Well, you would.
It didn't come out of my bum.
No.
It came out of my front bit.
Yeah.
Which is my kind of new bum. It's like taking back a new partner. Mum, I've got a new bum. Meet my new bum, everyone. Oh, he's very around the front, isn't he?
Say hello to everyone. The bum's already said hello to the new bum.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to your old one, but a lot less control. Basically, there's no control. So sometimes,
yes,
I mean, some people would say they've got no control over their current bum.
current bum.
It would be a private clinic that gives you buns. You have a current bun while you get a current bum.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, there's no control over it.
No.
So if it trumps, it just trumps.
Well, that's what, you know.
And I'm sorry that was so audible. You know what? A couple of times in company when it's gone off, I've said, did anyone else hear that? People have been polite and said no.
I genuinely
you two
never heard
left me
it.
No doubt.
No, I mean, that was because the mic was up. It seemed to be a bit more audible.
Amplified.
Yeah, it was.
God. What is that?
It was like your body's reaction to you saying, top of the hour.
I got heckled.
Oh,
M in Pembrokeshire says, hi, Matt and the other Matt. I've got a stoma. I was sat in a very quiet lecture hall in university and Simon...
Which
is the name she's given a stoma, decided to make the noises of his people. Proper farty noises. I was mortified, but I burst out laughing.
Oh.
No control over these things after all. Good for you for talking about it. Glad you're back.
Oh,
love the show.
Nice.
Cheers.
Nice, good.
God,
you've got
imagine
to laugh
that.
About it, haven't you? You have to.
See, the thing is, it's embarrassing it happening on air, but, you know, this is a workplace that...
Yeah.
you're friendly with. But if you're first year of uni and you're sat in a lecture and it starts going off.
Nuts, isn't it? Yeah. You should start doing the old pull my finger trick, though, if you can if you can control it, because that always goes down the tree. But have you got a name for yours? Because you should surely name your... That's what people do now, isn't it? Name their stoma.
They said that in hospital. They said you can give it a name.
Little,
and I just thought,
Little Matter. I don't know.
Matter.
Little Matter. I'm not sure.
I don't want to sound like like an idiot. Idiot's not the right word, but the thought that because everyone else is doing it made me not want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't name cars either. I find that a bit weird, people that name their cars.
When people say, what do you drive? And you go, it hasn't got a name.
It hasn't got a name, yeah. It's just
the car with no name. It's just, mysterious.
Exactly.
Got no number plates.
Because it's like a new character on the show, as we've heard.
Do you think?
So maybe your new character should have a name. Maybe we should crowdsource a name for it, maybe. I don't know. Ken, maybe, for Ken's Got Gout.
Ken's had stout. but beer does make it a little bit lively.
Oh, yeah, does it? Yeah, yeah.
It's a shame because obviously I like beer.
Yes, yeah.
But if it's going to start piping up, yeah,
it's fine. If you're in a loud pub, they'll hear it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I just have to go to loud places that already smell. And I'm like, that's fine. Text us on 8-12-15. What should I call my stout? I'm not going
to. You don't have to.
Isn't binding.
No, yeah. You don't have
to. But if there's a good one.
Then we could call it that on the show, maybe, going forward.
That could be. It's just its persona.
You don't have to do it in real life.
Thank you. So, what should I name my stoma? Again, this has to be a global radio first.
Surely.
Nowhere else on the planet is doing content like this, are they?
No.
God, the other stations would be so... They'd be so jealous.
Yeah.
They'd be going, wish our presenters had just had cancer and got a new colostomy bag fitted. I wish our presenters had to set an alarm for when they have to self-catheterise themselves.
Yeah.
God, we're so behind all this.
Hi, Scott from Ballycastle here. My suggestion would be Caro Mistoma after the Brighton player, because it's rock and roll football. I've recently got a stoma myself. All the best. Thumbs up. Thank you, Scott. Caro Mistoma is a great... Caro Mistoma is a great suggestion.
Charlie on Twitter says, Sir Keir Stoma.
Oh!
Well, how had I not thought
perfect.
Of that? How had I not
you
thought of that?
You can do the voice as well for the stoma as well.
I don't think it's appropriate. Yeah. But it's not my fault that he went out and had stout and chocolate.
Keir Stoma.
Just want
Amazing.
To ask the Prime Minister... Which is better than the debate we had this week in the House of Commons. Am I right? Order! We don't need any more of that, no. Order! Bad news.
For us Forest fans, at least, Aston Villa already 1-0 up at home to the Tricky Trees. Ollie Watkins scoring after just 4 minutes. Also up in Scotland, Rangers extending their lead at the top of the table by the looks of it. After 2 minutes, they're 1-0 up. Mohamed Diamande scoring 2 minutes in, 1-0 up against Hearts.
Now, we're getting some suggestions as to what I should call my stoma. Sir Keir Stoma, obviously, is...
It's a front runner at this
stage. It is a front runner, absolutely. Yeah, the polls are saying that should things remain like this on polling day,
but
whenever it comes to Sir Keir Stoma.
There are other good ones as well, aren't there? There's some other good ones that come in. Home of the Stoma.
Stoma Simpson.
Stoma Simpson. That's quite nice.
Someone said, I haven't named my stoma for 5 years, but the bags are called Donald for obvious reasons.
Of course, because of the noises. Yeah, that's good.
40, if you don't call it Clough Hole or Little Clough, you're missing a trick.
Oh, yeah, it's so obvious.
Like, it's really obvious.
To call it Clough Hole.
Guys, I mean, I'm sure you thought of this already, but everyone's saying it, I'm sure, but Clough Hole.
Clough Hole sounds weird.
It doesn't sound like a tribute to the great man, does it?
Is that your Clough Hole? Is it your Clough Hole, isn't it? No, yeah, it doesn't sound great.
James Harris says, Eddie Stomart.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Rob Bunting says, surely there's room for Joma Sport to sponsor it. That's good.
Nice.
Have a Joma Stoma.
Yeah, good. Nice, lovely.
I feel bad naming it. Mm. It feels too gimmicky.
Yeah, only as a side...
I say that, we've turned it into a text
topic.
Only
as a character on the show, that's fine. It's just the character
just
on the show.
Just a character on the show. It's just like, a casting call, that's all it is. It's just like putting someone in Seinfeld or Friends.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it is. We're just casting it for this.
Ladies and gentlemen, very excited. It's time now. Please give it up for the Halftime Entertainment.
Well, we have a very special VIP guest now, not just the co-host of The Last Leg, but stunning audiences around the globe as Bigfoot on the Mass Sinner. It's Alex Brooker. Alex, what a pleasure to have you on the show again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So how did you go undetected as Bigfoot? Because no one seemed to have any idea it was you.
Well, I think within my youngest, she's five, and within, I'd say, 10 seconds of the first song, looked round to my wife and went, "Is that Daddy?"
Really? The face even looked like your face, didn't it? Was that on purpose?
Well, they were worried originally when they offered me the costume. They were like, "We're going to show you this costume, but we don't want you to be offended." And I was like, "Well, what can it be that's going to offend me? It's not like it's going to be a crab or something like that." And then they showed me this costume, and I was like, "This is amazing. He's so cute. I love it." They're like, "Yeah, but obviously he's got the bad leg." And we didn't want to think we just made one with a bad leg for you. I was like, "Nah, I can sell this. I can work with it. I can live for England. All I've got to do is the singing part. This is great." But I think people love the costume. Like, my kids love Bigfoot. That's the only reason I chose it. All the songs I chose, because I basically just wanted to be on telly and do something that I knew the girls would love. So,
because they hate all your other stuff. Yeah. Dad, the last leg, we just not for us.
They're just not into talking about Trump, really.
So, did that costume get washed at all, week to week?
I think they were definitely doing something with it, because it didn't smell at all like I thought it would. Like, it was... I mean, I was sweating. Last night, we I had it back for Last Leg, and I've recorded a music video with Chesney Hawk singing One and Only.
Oh, yes.
I had it back on for about half hour, and I was like, "How have I done this? It was so hot in it." I think they were... I don't know, whatever they were spraying it with, like, they should advertise it on the show, because, God, it was strong.
It's pesticide or something. Just like, not one of those things they dust crops with. It's like... So, Alex, people will know as well you're a big Arsenal fan. Arsenal at home to Newcastle this evening.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready. I'll be going over there later on.
Yeah. In or out of the costume?
We've got a new mascot. Get rid of that dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
Oh, man.
Give him a T-shirt cannon and get him out there.
Are you prepared for that, though? Because it will be the first time you've been to a game since you're unmasking, won't it? Will people around you be giving you...
Well, there was... What was it? I can't remember what game it was that I went to, and like, someone's just in the pub, and they're like, "You know, lad of blokes..." It was a Liverpool game the other week, and like, a lad of blokes kind of came over to the table, and I was like, "Where's this going?" And they were just like, the bloke was just like, "Are you Bigfoot?" And I was like, "Nah, mate, I'm not." And he was like, "All right, another good game."
Like you were the head boy of a rival firm, you Bigfoot. "We got a meet at 8:30. No heroes, no tools." Man. Alex, always a pleasure talking to you, mate.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Great to chat to you. And yeah, hopefully the Arsenal will get 3 points there, because they were rubbish on Wednesday.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
You know I love Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, you do, yeah.
I'm a sucker for reality telly. Well, there's a new show that blends my love of that sort of thing and football.
It's called your love of a football documentary.
Exactly. And it is Married to the Game on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
And from the picture on the thing, it looked quite bad.
Yeah.
I turned it on. It is addictive from the very first. My word.
I've seen clips on social media, and it looks interesting. I mean, I'm not sure how much Riyad Mahrez wanted to be on the show.
Well, no, so
he seems like he really doesn't want to be doing it.
So it follows the wives and partners of, I would say, a mixture of big-name stars and lesser-known.
Yeah, it's weird that the Forest goalkeeper Matt Turner's in there.
I couldn't believe
it. He seems a strange choice.
So it's Jorginho of Arsenal, Riyad Mahrez of City and now a Saudi Arabian club. Yeah. Ilkay Gundogan, Man City, then Barcelona. Matt Turner, Arsenal, now Forest.
And James Tarkowski, isn't
it? James Tarkowski, Everton, And I would say the footballers fall into one of two groups.
Yeah.
One group is the more enlightened, or just normal group.
Yeah.
That clearly have a normal functioning relationship.
Modern, likeable people,
whose wives or partners have their own pursuits, and they've, as far as you can be normal in that arena, they manage it. Then there are the footballers who seem not just annoyed by their wife or partner, but don't want to be a part of this telly show.
No.
And really, just the presence of their partner seems to really annoy them. Yeah, at one point, yeah. Jorginho just goes, go away and be quiet. Yeah,
really, does he?
Or like, go away, shut up and go away, or something like that. Because he's on his phone, and you're like, yeah. Oh, this is...
That's not nice.
No, it's not nice. And also, why are you two together? Why is this on camera?
Well, yeah. It's like Riyad Mahrez agreed to do it. Look, come and live with me in Saudi. If you agree to it, then I'll do that show for you. We'll publicise your jewellery business, right?
Oh, okay. That's it. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And he hates being there, doesn't he? When he's on camera, he's got his good closed body language, doesn't want to do it at all, says very little.
He just sort of mumbles his way through it. There's a terrible bit where she's like, I grew up in Manchester. I always lived in Manchester. You know, if you've got a move away.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing. You're like, she's probably thinking another move within England.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, Sky Sports breaking news. Yeah, Riyad Mahrez is going to Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Ah.
Yeah, for a fortune. But that's going to change
word.
Her life. And he's not, yeah.
Rough to Saudi Arabia. You think, oh, this is... You realise it's so hard on the families.
It really is. The kids relocating every time there's a big transfer as well. There's stuff you've never really heard about before, how it affects their families. But Riyad didn't seem to care. He was like going, what did he say? Like, that's the game. That's the game, isn't it? That's the game. Just deal with it.
He is not... He doesn't want to... Mahrez has got no time for this document. We've got no idea how this whole thing turns out, but
yeah, it looks good though, because it's like Real Housewives of Cheshire meets one of the football documentaries, like All or Nothing, isn't it? I love it.
It is. So it's a mixture of the lives of footballers, but also their partners. Mm. You do end up feeling for, really.
Yes,
it's an odd existence.
Yeah, yeah. They have a lavish lifestyle with lots of money, but is it really that good? That's the question.
Yeah, how free are you?
Yeah,
you know
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But what is the worst thing you've ever had to do for your partner? Because obviously, for Riyad Mahrez, it's being part of this documentary.
Yeah, clearly.
For
yeah.
Riyad Mahrez's wife, yeah. It's moving to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Which isn't...
You've got to make sacrifices.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they're quite where... And I'm not saying we lead the pack as a country on rights of women, but I think it's fair to say we're ahead of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, it's going to be a life-changing move. Yeah.
That's a big sacrifice she's made.
It is, certainly.
So, 8, 12, 15, what is the worst thing you've done for your partner? And keep it clean. It's such a terrible day.
It's not good. Douglas Luiz has scored twice for Aston Villa in the space of about 10 minutes. They're 3-0 up against Nottingham Forest. And,
where's the Keir Starmer when
coasting.
We need him?
Yeah. Come on, Keir. Pipe up now. Coasting to victory. Rangers have scored second as well. They're 2-0 up against Hearts. And there's been sending off.
Ooh.
Have we got a sending off air horn? Does that exist? No, we don't. No,
okay.
I've invented that.
You've done that for? We'll get one.
There's been a sending off in the Palace-Burnley game.
Isn't there like a red card? Oh, no, there's VAR that's
right. Yes. Josh Brownhill, straight red. Foul play. I'm not sure what he did, but...
You've been a naughty boy.
Burnley down to 10 men at Crystal Palace.
At least there's that.
Mm,
although we need Palace to be... What do we want? A draw out
I don't
out
know
there?
What we want from that. Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah.
So after Riyad Mahrez's wife moved to Saudi for him, yeah. And Riyad Mahrez agreed to take part in a TV programme for her,
yeah.
Clearly neither of them happy with that. No. What's the biggest sacrifice you've made for your partner?
Yeah.
Dyson, I imagine you money make sacrifices.
Oh, yeah, I make many sacrifices. But I think early on in our relationship, me and Kay, she, you know, when you're trying to look like you're very open-minded and open to what...
Where's this going? Oh, my God.
You two are such filthy minds. So she was. She used to be. She used to love going to Northern Soul nights, right?
Okay.
And I've never been to a Northern Soul night where they just play. Because the thing is about Northern Soul nights, I didn't know till I went. They have a very specific way of dancing.
Oh.
Have you ever been to one?
No. What, like line
it's
dancing?
It's like sort of. It's not line dancing. It's more sort of. They sort of like do the twist.
By the way.
They do the twist and sort of crouch down. Like,
okay.
And they do all this, and it's all really. And me and Katie went to a Northern Soul night, and she can do all the dancing.
Really?
And I was like, I'm not sure this is for me. But you... I went along. I showed willing. And I did some...
And who's willing? See, yeah. You're very open-minded, the three of you. You really were into new stuff. Well, that's it. You went to Northern Soul, she agreed to a threesome.
Yeah.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Yes!
Goodie!
It looked like we were going to get rolled over, but Forrester back in it just before half-time. Nyakate scores with his chest. It's 3-1 at Villa Park. Elsewhere, look how boring all the other games are. Brighton Everton 0-0. Palace Burnley goalless, as is Man United. For no other goals or entertainment. In the Championship... In the Championship,
lower leagues.
Producer Liam is making me say that Birmingham got an equaliser just before half time, which is quite impressive. At third placed Ipswich.
I'm really excited about the League Cup final tomorrow.
Oh,
Chelsea,
yes.
Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah, it's exciting, isn't it?
I just, you know what? I think cup finals are really special, even though I know you call it the Haribo Cup.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, it's just a little joke.
It's just a bit of wordplay.
Yeah, it's not even, you know, not clever, is it, really?
I have a very emotional connection to the FA Cup.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I just love
it. I do to the League Cup, because Forest used to win it all the time back in the day. But I prefer... I don't like it at this time of year. It should be blue skies and sunshine for a cup final. For me, yeah.
I'd rather it was rainbows and unicorns for Dyson. Blue skies and sunshine
in a cup final at Wembley. Yeah,
sounds like a little mantra. Blue skies and sunshine.
That's what I insist on. That's
when things are difficult.
The only thing I don't like about it.
Yeah. What I love about the FA Cup final is the marching band and playing "Abide with Me" beforehand.
Oh yeah,
I think
Abide
I'd cry.
"Abide with Me" is amazing. You would definitely cry.
Oh, I'd
you've
go
cried
there.
So many times at Wembley. That's definitely.
I have.
Gonna get you.
It's my crying place.
You know all there is to know about the crying game.
Do you know? I feel overwhelmed when I'm at Wembley.
Yeah, like
the
you
majesty
do.
Of the place.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, it's lovely. It's great to see, isn't it? The old towers at the old place.
Why did they pull those towers down?
Know. Yeah, they should have kept them. Should
mad.
Kept them.
You know, the old stadium's just rubble now, made into hills on the outskirts of London. If you leave London.
Really?
Through the west side. I'm going to find this. I'm going to Google for it.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
will know this. There's like these man-made hills.
I think I've seen the mounds.
And you
yeah.
can see just rubble as almost like as little
has it
mini
got
walls.
Grass on it?
It's got grass on it. Faster score! Come on! Come on!
Oh, Morgan Gibbs-White.
Morgan Gibbs-White is
on.
The best on. This is absolutely
from
on.
3-0 down.
Oh, my word.
Scored just before half time.
This
now
is sensational. I'll tell you
game
what.
Game on. Oh. We're on for another 5-all.
He just dinks it over the keeper. Someone's put the clip on social media.
Tell us what happened.
Well, it's definitely onside, so VAR can do one.
Yeah, yeah,
and then he just... Where are you going walking? Are you walking around the studio?
I'm just excited.
He's so
excited, mate.
Look, he just doesn't know what to do. That is a phenomenal finish.
Wow.
Come on.
On.
Do you know what? Oh, my word. Also, he's doing a little love heart thing with his hands.
Oh, is that what he does as a celebration?
Why is everyone doing that, the love heart?
I thought
point to that or the love heart.
The ears or the hiding the eyes thing, but...
It doesn't matter, does it? I love the fact that you've got, like, itchy and you're just roaming around.
This is exciting times.
You're like
wow.
a dog. You're sort of, you're not sure who's at the door. It's Morgan Gibbs-White.
Matt, and you.
Rock and roll football. The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Yes, let's see who's out there today. Chris Brecken has been in touch. He's texted us saying, hi, Matt. Great show as usual. Oh, thanks, Chris. Could we please have Donald Trump in the seance? Yes, we haven't heard from him for a while, have we? Donald Trump describing how he'd have kept the Wembley Twin Towers to make the FA Cup great again.
I would, by the way. I'd have kept them. They were beautiful. And they were the most beautiful... thing. People would look at them forever and say they're so beautiful, and I would look at them and I love the way that there was two of them.
Yeah.
People would say maybe it just needs one tower. I said you gotta have two. It's Wembley Stadium. It's gotta be the best. And the Twin Towers, you don't know this, they were twins, by the way. Made at the identical twins. Identical. And made at the same time, and I met their mom. She was a beautiful stadium. And I said, you got great twins there. And she was so happy. She was, because people like to be happy. But I would never knock it down. The people who destroyed it are destroying our country. They're destroying our way of life. And they are losers. And I got to tell you, it's so bad to have knocked down something so beautiful. And look what they did. Look what they did to our beautiful Twin Towers. They created an archway that is just one. And everyone knows two is better than one.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's where the two-for-one deal came from, because people would say, I want one, but not for that price. You say, look, I'll give you a second one, so you got a deal.
Yeah.
And I know how to make a deal.
The art of the deal, yeah.
The art of the deal.
Yeah, yeah.
a silly archway that you can't even walk under, because that's the whole point of an archway, is to walk under. And he said, go look at me, I'm walking under an archway. I feel so good about it. I don't know what it is about archways. I feel good about myself when I do it. Everyone enjoys doing it. When you're at a wedding and they have an archway, they put the fireworks, beautiful flowers, the rose. You know, you've been, you're a married man. It can be overrated, that's all I'm saying. It depends who to. It totally depends who to. Sometimes it can go down the tubes. You got to marry the right person, but not under the Wembley Arch. They won't let you do it. Because they're against love. They're against feelings. They're scared of feelings, and that's a bad thing. And they built a stadium. They built a stadium. You don't have to queue for the toilet anymore. I think that's a disgrace. The whole point of going to a football match is having to lose half the game because you're queuing at a toilet that stinks of urine. You go in there, your feet are sopping wet with other men's water. And you know what I'm talking about. You got to get totally covered in this stuff. Real fans know. You want a pint of beer, but you can't get one. And when you do, it's warm and it's... What is it you guys say? 10 quid?
Ten quid.
Yes. At Wembley, you don't have to queue. You can get a pint. You got space. That's not what football, I think you call it over there. It's not what it's about, folks. It's about going to a game, getting kettled by the police, standing in other people's urine, and having a bad time. And old Wembley used to do that for you, by the way. You could not see. You'd be sat behind a post. People said they're going, I'm behind a post. I can't see. They loved it. I got to tell you, they got in touch with me. So many people used to sit behind posts to get in touch with me. They say, those beautiful posts were taken down. And I go home and I don't smell a pee. I hate it.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
Come by. Why was that never like a garage thing? Come by. Yeah.
Come by. Come by the base, arm, yeah. Lord.
Come by with a big side flex. With a cup of, yeah. Oh, well, I wish.
Enter the sheep pen. It's time for a shearing. Oh, my dearing.
Oh, wow. Wow. You can spit.
Spits in the bars. We should do some. Oh, there it is. It's
wow.
Kia.
Oh,
that's
no.
Kia. Oh, no. Kia is back. I love Kia's interjections. Kia Stoma. He's got great comedy timing. You
got Kia. Oh, my God. That was so loud.
Oh, wow.
He's shocking.
Your front bum is a great new character on this. Your new bum is such a good character on this show. Oh, this is amazing.
I'm so sorry. I can't believe it's just gone off again.
You shouldn't apologise for that. It's fine.
It's such a horrible sound, that's Trump.
Yeah, but you can't control it, so it's fine.
Do you know what? As a comedian, I'm a big fan of a callback, and it's amazing that that's like even stitched such... into my like, pipes. Even my bowels. Love a callback. Oh, what a lovely
beautiful.
Way to bookend the show.
Way to end the show, amazing.
Oh, well. Thanks for downloading. I'm not here next week. Are you?
I think I am. Yeah.
He can't remember songs. He's not sure if he's here next week. Your life's a mess. Someone's going to be here next week. I'll definitely be back the week after. Will you be back the week after?
Yes.
Excellent.
Possibly.
Leave a five-star... Oh, gee whiz.
I am, yes. Yeah.
Leave a five-star written review. Tell all your friends. Spread the word, and we'll see you next week.
Laters.